المجدي لكن عبد الله بمحمد بن المعاصي رضي الله عنه جعفر عن بن شعيب. ثم ان شاء الله ولكن اقرا حديث الحديث لأطر ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى أبو القدة حديث الأمر بن شعيب لتدر ورد ثلاثة لتيري القدمي وإن أدوه قويه عن الشيء قال الحديث القويه الكرام وصححه الحاكم من حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها عن أبي حاتم بكلمة حكيم وتنفي من حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها عن وصف وصف حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها في حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها الحاكم reported an authentic catch in the hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها said دخل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فرأى في يدي فقال للوالد فقال ما هذا يا عائشة عائشة رضي الله عنها said صلى الله عليه وسلم enter into a house and فرأى في يدي he saw on my hands صفار من الوالد that is a kind of bundle of work of semen فقال ما هذا يا عائشة فقلت الله صلى الله عليه وسلم this O عائشة فقلت صناعتهن أقربين بيانو لك بهن عائشة رضي الله عنها responded that I have reached this in order to adopt myself for you يا رسول الله فقال تؤدين زكاتهم فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم then said to عائشة رضي الله عنها will you pay the zakat of this فقلت لا عائشة رضي الله عنها said no أو ما شاء الله من ذلك قال إلى حفظك من النار وقال الحكيم صحيح أنا شرط الشيخين فعيد ربنا أن قلت الله أبدا سيد أتوكين ركاتهم يوبي الزكاة كتاج لا أو ما شاء الله كتاج something like this that no or something similar to this that ما شاء الله something like who I'll do this. So the Prophet Allah then said to her that they are habuki in they are enough for you. They are enough to take you into hellfire if you not give the zakah. Based on the verse, وَالَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَالْفِطْرَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُم بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارٍ جَهَنَّمَ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ أعلم ما في نفسي لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكتمون based on this verse. So the Prophet of Allah then said to Aisha رضي الله عنها when he asked her do you pay zakah for this? And she said no or something of yes. So the Prophet of Allah then said this will be no to teach you to earn it will not be the zakah. So this hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها and that of Amr ibn Shu'ayb from his grandfather that the woman came to the Prophet and on the hand of our daughter was a bundle of gold and the Prophet asked the woman أَتُوَدِّينَ زَكَاكَ يُبِلِ زَكَاكَ قَدِيسَ. So the hadith that you have read. So Al-Hakim said the hadith is pathetic from the hadith of Aisha رضي الله عنها. The next one والبنت الثلاثة رضي الله عنها أنها كانت تلبس أضواحا من ذهب، فقالت يا رسول الله أكنزه؟ فقال إذا أتيت زكاته فليس بكنزين. فقال الله رضي الله عنها أنها كانت تلبس أضواح. She said that she will put on awdaq. Awdaq is like the bamboos or so. It used to be of silver. But in this hadith it was mentioned that means zahabim of gold. So awdaqan means zahabim. So that she will put on awdaq of gold. So the Prophet of Allah came after. فَقَالَتْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ شَعَبْتُ صلى الله عليه وسلم أَكَذُّمُهُ in this kind, in this word, kind. فَقَالَ the Prophet of Allah said, إِذَا أَدَّيْتِ ذَكَاتَهُ if you pay the zakah, فَلَيْسَ بِكَنْهِ it's not kind. Stop forgetting what. وَلِقِنَيَ تِدُونَ ذَا وَلِسِلْتُ those who do come of that and fit them, and not spend them in the house of Allah, but Bashiru Yadabin Ali, give them the tidings of a painful chastisement, Yawma Yuhma Alayha, today the gold and the silver will be eaten with the fire, فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاؤُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ and their faces, their sides, and their parts will be burned to dread. And Allah will say, Hada ma'akam asluhi anfusikum. This is what you are fighting for yourself. Wadukuma kuntum tefnikum. So this, have a taste of what you have gathered. So al-kan, when they say kan, kan means whatever you gather. Whatever you gather, they call it kan. So that's why the words you will refer to our words generally as kan. So in this hadith it was said that Umm Salama wrote a line of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this jewelry that I have with me, this jewelry of gold I have with me, is it kan? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if it is up to nisab, and you pay the zakat, it's not kan. Open if you see our loss, if you see our something left, this is what it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. And that's why some of the companions of the Prophet of Allah, particularly Abu Zarri, had an opinion that is somehow different from the opinion of many of our companions. And the opinion is that Abu Zarri was Allah and we tell people that whatever wealth they have today, kids, for instance, gold or silver that used to be currency that you would spend at that time, whatever they have today, that they don't keep it except what should be for their feeding and what they wish to take care of the family. Whatever is left that they can consider everything worth to be done. They will consider that everything falls under this path when they didn't consider that was simple. And that was why Wali ibn Hisham was living in Sham together with Muawiyah رضي الله عنه, who was the governor of Sham during the time of Uthman رضي الله عنه. In Hajj, the kind of agreement of this in terms of position with Muawiyah رضي الله عنه. The people say this, that what the people are, that they spend it, they should not keep this work. As long as you have had more than what is enough for your own feeding, for your own very food. So whatever you have left to spend, this is the position of the Prophet of Allah. In the essence that when Muawiyah was allowed to the government of Sham was not comforting with this position of eat, he had to write to Uthman the Khalifa that this man is disturbing me. So, and he did not want to shake him out of Sham. So he had to ask him to be then with one of the Lamina sent for Abu Zar was allowing to come to Medina. So when it goes to Medina, they were still in a vision that was still establishing that position that you shouldn't keep more than you need. So anything that is more than your need should be expended in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holding on to this verse. And also holding on to the statement of the Prophet of Allah that was contained in Sahih. That was the deal. Abu Dhabi was called by the Prophet Muhammad. He said, "You know the mountain of Uhud?" He said, "Yes." The Prophet said that Ma'ushikum Anna Jimmy the Rahim is Ra'aban Umfiku Ullahu Peace and Minda Illa Salaka Tanani. He said, "I do not wish that I have the amount of gold of Uhud in gold, except that God, I spend everything in the cause of Allah, except 3 dinars that I will keep for my, I will use to take care of Khadijah's." And that's why the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah said that he was paid over that, he was paid. Apart from the basic need of his family, for instance, he will keep the food for 1 year for his family, as the college and the same Hadith. But whatever is left out of this Prophet of Allah is paid. We don't like to keep wet. But does that mean it is compulsory to do that? So Abu Dhabi was Allah and who substantiated his own position with this practice of the Prophet of Allah and this verse as well. When the Medina yet in Duna Ta'aba wa Tubbah, wa la in Tibuna ha fi sabilillah, fa bashiru bi azabin alim. Those who gather at Ta'aba wa Tubbah, gold and silver, in the 2 currencies that were in circulation then, and they will not spend them in the cause of Allah, but show them the Azab in Alim. Give them the tidings of what? Faith which is spent. And those who gather, and they will not spend it in the cause of Allah. So, he understood from this verse that you shouldn't keep any wealth, you should not keep money as long as it is beyond your need. So, he will say this. He will preach this to the extent that all attempts of people were running away from him. Someone reported, as contained in the Sahih, that when people saw Abu Dhabi the Lion coming, people were in the mosque. They were in different gardens. As they entered the mosque, people ran away. So he was coming to the Hakam that he was. So getting there, the people also ran away. So he said, but he did not run away. You know, why are people running away from you? Say, well, because I'm telling them the truth, that they shouldn't keep whatever is above their niche, that they should spend it because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Usman radiallahu anhu also asked Abu Dhabi radiallahu anhu to leave Medina as well. He said, well, that is your position. But you know, look at what people are doing. So he asked them to also go to a place known as Rabada. So it was in Rabada that Abu Dhabi was allowed to vanish. And that was where he spent the remaining part of his life. So he was telling the person who asked him, he said, well, it's not that I'm going against the ruler. Open if a slave who was the marriage a ruler upon me, I will obey. But this is my position and I will not be big for the statement or the position of in that person. Scholar said, we benefit indeed that at times scholars of knowledge disagree on the matter. That doesn't mean that what the other scholar also should not recognize what other people are saying. Only if the Muslim is the ruler. Rasulullah Allah did not force Abu Dhabi Allah to take his position. Neither did Muawiyah radiallahu anhu chase him out. He still respected him. Rather, he called for the assistance of somebody who was greater than him, and that is the Khalifa. But the shahid here in this hadith is that قال الله عليه وسلم was said to have told أم سلمة رضي الله عنها إذا أديت زكاته فليس بكنزين. If you pay the zakah of the gold, the gold jewelry that you have on, that is not kind that Allah is talking about in the verse. What is this clear? So, because we are going to look at the verse generally, it means whatever is above your needs, you shouldn't keep it, you should spend it in the cause of Allah. That is the general meaning of the verse. And that is what is apparent from the verse. So Umm Salama she said to ask the Prophet about this. And Prophet said, no, if you pay the zakat, there is no kindness. How do you explain? It is kindness because it's something that you gathered. But if you pay the zakat, it's not what? It's not the kindness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. So this hadith, some scholars, said that this the chain of the hadith is not authentic. And this is what Sheikh Al-Bari rahimahullah ta'ala said, though he corroborated the meaning of the hadith with the report of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, which Imam Bukhari also reported in his book Muhammad, so which is authentic. But somebody asked Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu about this. And he said this verse was reviewed before zakah was made compulsory. So when zakah was made compulsory and the details were said by the Prophet of Allah, so if the one who does not pay the zakah of his wealth is the one that is being referred to. As for the one who pays the zakah of his wealth, that person does not fall under the verse. So what we are saying in essence is that the verse وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِدُونَ ذَهْوَ الْكُبَّى وَلَا يُتْقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. The verse is general, which one can understand from each that you should not keep anything more than your need. So anything that is more than your need, you have to spend it in the cause of Allah. This was before the verse. This was before the car was laid compulsory and the details are set. When the details of the zakah are set, then the verse was restricted somehow or explained somehow that it is a person who does not pay the zakah of his wealth when it is actually so that the verse is applicable to. Just like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who believe and do not لَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ, they do not mix any injustice in their iman, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. So these will be the people that will have الْأَمْنُ, security, and thereafter, these are those who have an army who will protect it from their guide. So the companions said, O Messenger of Allah, Ayyuna lam yadri, who among us has not wronged any person? The Prophet of Allah told them that no, that is not the dhulm that Allah is talking about. The dhulm that Allah is talking about is a shirk. Did you know what Luqman said? Ya bunayya la tushrik billah inna shirka la dhulmun adheem. O my son, do not associate partners with Allah. Certainly, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great injustice. So that is the injustice that Allah is talking about here. So at times there will be some verses in the Quran that will be absolute, that there is restriction in terms of what the name. There are some verses in general that also need to watch restriction. So, and that is why we cannot do away with the interpretation of the Prophet of Allah to the Quran. Any person who says he wants to understand the Quran aside or outside the interpretation of the understanding of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will be interpreting another thing of the Quran. Only the person understands the Arabic language very well. Understanding Arabic language very well is not enough to understand the Quran. It's not enough to understand the Quran. It goes a long way to tell us, to make us understand the Quran. But that is not the only thing. We have to know the statements of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he has interpreted the Quran, what he has said, and so on. So, anything that is the zakat is paid, anywhere that you have and the zakat is paid, is no more kindness. When you have work and the zakat is not paid, that is the kindness that Allah is referring to in that verse. And that is the kindness that the Prophet Allah is talking about in some of the hadith that we have also read. So, the Shahi says that the hadith of Ummu Salam is not authentic, though corroborated by the content of the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, when he explained the meaning of that verse to somebody. And this most likely would have had it from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, if you look at the hadith of Amr ibn Shu'aib from his father, Shu'aib, from his grandfather, Abdullah ibn Amr, bin Arabi wrote Allah about the woman who came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise the hadith of Aisha wrote Allah anha. If you look at the hadith of Aisha wrote Allah anha, though the author did not bring the text of the hadith, but instead was Sahaw al-Hakim in hadith of Aisha. Al-Hakim is said to be authentic in the hadith of Aisha. What is the hadith of Aisha? So the content of the hadith of Aisha is what she said, that she was putting on silver. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered upon the ark, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to her, "Atwantina zakata, do you pay the zakat of this?" And Aisha radhiyallahu anha said, "La, or mashallah." She said, "No," or something like that. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Hasbuki minan." This will be enough for you to enter in if you do not pay the zakat. So it tells us that we have to take proper care about our wealth. So when it is due to pay zakat of your wealth, you should know. And you know how to calculate your wealth for you to know when it is due that you pay the zakat. Because the punishment that Allah has prepared for those who do not pay their zakat is very, very severe, as you have said. And the Prophet of Allah said, the person will continue to punish for over 50,000 years. So, the Lord said, Idahu, Inna ila Janna wa Inna ila Nar. They will be shown in the way to either hellfire or to Al-Janna. That means the person who doesn't pay his zakat, the person is not a kafir. As long as he does not deny the obligation of zakat. So he doesn't preach. He doesn't preach. So he will be punished for not paying zakat for a period of 50,000 years. After which he will be admitted into Al-Jannah if he is one of those who have done the deeds of Al-Jannah. Or he will be admitted into hellfire if he is among those who have done the deed of hellfire. That means the one who pays zakat is not a kafir. Those of scholars say it's a kafir, but the more correct opinion is that it's not a kafir. Unlike the one who doesn't pray. The one who doesn't pray, scholars disagree. The report from most of the companions of the Prophet of Allah is that the one who doesn't pray is a kafir. This is a report from most of the companions of the Prophet of Allah wa alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Shaykh ibn Abdullah said, كان أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يرون شيئا من الأعمال تركه كفر غير الصلاة. That the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم do not consider the abandonment of anything as كفر except صلاة. No one doesn't pray, person doesn't pray the guy, doesn't perform Hajj, doesn't perform Umrah, doesn't do righteous deeds. they will not consider the abandonment of any of these as kufr, except what? Salah. And that is why the report for most companions is that Tariqul Salah is a kafir. Though some of the leader scholars research this is called the kafir when he denies the obligation. When he doesn't deny the obligation, he still a Muslim, is a believer. Only that what? His case is very severe before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the more correct opinion on this is not the opinion of the majority of the data scholars. The correct opinion of Allah ta'ala is the opinion of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the opinion of the minority of the scholars who said Tariqul Salah is the kafir. So there are some differences among themselves concerning when actually does it become a kafir. How many scholars will be abandoned for it to be a kafir? But the Ibn Zakah, most scholars of the opinion that what? It's not a kafir. It is not a zakah. Though they were punished by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَالَّذِينَ يَتْرِكُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفُضَّى وَلَا يَتْرِكُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. وعن ثورة بن جندب رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرنا أن نخرج صدقة من الذي نعوته للبيت. رواه أبو داود وإسناده نجيب. From Samra bin Jundub, may Allah be pleased with him, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to call us and nukhrij as-sadaqa that we pay zakah min alladhi na'udduhu min bayt, from what we prepare for sin, from what we prepare for sin. كان يأمرنا أن نخرج الصدقة من الذي نرجوه من فعل. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to allow us to pay the cash of what you prepare for sin. This is what is called the word زكاه عروض التجارة. زكاه عروض التجارة, that is the zakah of items that are made for التجارة for sin. عروض is a product of عرض. عرض is an item. Or at times عرض. عرض means item. So anything, any item is called what? عرض. عرض الدنيا is the item of this world. So عروض التجارة, items that are made for sale. The opposite of which is عروض القنية أو القنية. The items that are made for personal use. We say there is no zakah on items meant for personal use, except what? Except gold and silver. Real scholars, of which scholars disagree, and we say the more correct opinion is that what? Then zakah on them is their offering. So this is the hadith of Aisha Radhiyallahu Anha, the hadith of Amr bin Shu'ayb. The hadith of Umm Salam for those who accept the authenticity. So obviously they are quite as to the fact that there is zakah on jewelry if they are all to be sold. Though a lot of scholars say there is no zakah on them because they are paid and made for personal use. Now, there is no zakah on things that are made for personal use. Like, take for instance, the camels, when we talk about the livestock, the camels or the cows that are used in order to irrigate the farm, including the zoo, to wet the farm or to work in the farm, these are made for personal use. So there is no zakah on them. But if there is the intention to use, to wash, to use them for milking, as long as not to eat them, this one that is a car on them, as we have read before. And this is what this is, there is consensus on that. All this is clear. So, Robu and Kunia are items that are made for personal use. Now, this hadith is said to have been reported by Abu Dawud, Wasnaduhu, Lajim, and the shape of the hadith is what is the statement of Ibn Hajar, Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Shaykh Al-Bahr, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, in his book, The Rabbi Minna, also did a detailed research on this, and he also concluded that hadith is also what is the Arif. Likewise, Sheikh Abdul Abbad in his explanation of the book Sunan Abi Dawud, he also accepted that the hadith is da'if. Now, which hadith will we use to establish that there is zakah on the items that are sold, items that are made for sale? Which hadith are we going to use to establish? Do you think this hadith of Samra bin Jundub is da'if? Then what was the hadith? The majority of scholars, they said there is zakah on things that you sell, on items that watch, that are made for sale. There is zakah on them. If they are up to the sword, that is in the sword of gold and silver, in the sword of gold or silver, and if a year goes on them, they are watch, they are zakah. Things that you sell, whether food, whether rice, anything that you sell, anything that what? That you sell, if you are up to the sum, that is the sum of gold or silver, and a year goes on them, they have to pay the zakat. This is what majority of the scholars are upon. In fact, some scholars claim consensus on it. Some scholars claim consensus on this. However, there is no consensus on it. Those some scholars have claimed what? Consensus. There is no consensus because there are some scholars who also disagree with this. Among the past scholars who disagree with this is Abbar. Abbar is disagreeing with this. He said there is no zakat on it. Unless if the person, the owner who used to give, so but there is no composite zakah on it. Likewise, some, let me say, later scholars, like Al-Imam Shawkani, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, also disagree with this in many of his books, say there is no any evidence that says one should pay zakah on the things that you sell, on the things that you sell. That, because you have these items for sale, then you have to pay zakah on them. No. The price that you collect on these things, if you keep them and they are up to the source and a year goes on them, then it's consensus that it is zakat in me. But for me to say, for somebody to say that I have to pay zakat on these things that I sell you, he said there is no evidence for that. Likewise, Sadiq Adam Khan, also said he did, Sheikh Al-Bani, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, took this position, Sheikh Mubi, and some other scholars, some other modern day scholars, they also took this position. So with this, we say there is no consensus on it. There is no consensus on it. But for those who are saying there is consensus on it, they are looking at it from the fact that before Al-Imam, Al-Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Abu Hanifa, Al-Imam Ahmad, they agree on this. Likewise, some of the people who are the so-called Al-Fahaba, the Fuqaha of Medina, the seven Fuqaha of Medina, from among the Tabi'un, those who came before the companion of the four imams, they also agree on this, that this is their statement. So with this, some people who claim consensus. But as Imam Ahmad Rahimahullah Ta'ala would say in some of the statements that when you die in Ijma, whoever is claimed to Ijma consensus, Papa's cousin is a liar. So my belief is that Allah is not a fellow. How does he know that the people have not disagreed? How did he know that the people have not disagreed? And he can't really tell that whether the people have disagreed. So he said, this is what I know about this. So what about consensus? There is what is known as consensus on al-ma'lum in a dini the Torah. What is necessarily known in the dini. Take for instance, there is consensus that is Salat, prayer are compulsion. So any person who disagrees on this matter that the five daily prayers are compulsion, any person who disagrees, the person is a kafir. This is what? This is Ishmael. Ma'amur ma'lum. Ishmael ala ma'amur ma'lum na deen dogma. Having consensus of what is necessarily known in the deen. Unless if the person is a new convert or a believer that are just a great man who haven't known much about the deen. So in that sense, it's not, I don't believe in the obligation of the five daily prayer. So in this case, the person is excused as what? As a result of the ignorance. But somebody is living in the Islamic environment, in a place where knowledge is spreading, and that says that the five daily prayer is not composing, such a person in the kafir. But this type of ijma, this ijma of unruly tijara, some people have changed. This type of ijma is not ijma on what is what necessarily known in the deen. So this type of ijma is what some people to call ijma that somebody says because he doesn't know any person who has said something different from this. Take for instance, you have listened to many scholars, you have met so many scholars, they are all in the same thing. You don't know of any contrary opinion to this. If you say this is ijma, this is what? Ijma. Ijma really means what? Because you do not know somebody who says something contrary. But the fact that you don't know somebody who says something contrary to this opinion, does not mean that what? There is no contrary opinion. And that's why Imam Ahmad said, when it dies, Ijma'a for what? Kafir. So whoever claims Ijma'a is a liar. So it's got to a point that some people will use this in order to chase people away. That's because they said something, they don't want you to contradict or to go against what you have said. They say this is what Ijma'a of scholars. So when you hear Ijma'a, you run away. That's, you don't want to enter what from. And that's why Imam Shawkani said, the word this ijma is a weapon that they use to chase away the weak people. If somebody is a corner, if somebody claims ijma, that ijma will not drive him away. He will continue to do the facts on the matter until what? Until he gets to the truth. Or until he gets to what convinces him. But what we talk about is man that is necessarily known in the deen, like the issue of zakat compulsion, the issue of riba haram, the issue of five-day prayer compulsion, the issue of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of Allah, all these are things that are necessarily known in the deen. They are clearly stated. But the ijma' that are subjected to opinion, because so many scholars have seen it matter this way, but some people have not seen. But you don't know of any person who has seen it contrary, that doesn't mean if somebody claims ijma in this regard, that type of ijma is not considered to be what, to be a binding ijma on people. So this is something that is very, very important. So those who say that there is no evidence that say one has to pay zakat on things that are made for sale, that there is no evidence that says that. So they say you do not have, since there is no any evidence, so this statement should not be acceptable. As I've said, so many scholars, they say they have to pay the zakat. Now, those who say they have to pay the zakat, they disagree among themselves. Is this the worst that should be given out, or the item itself. Take for instance, somebody is selling garri, for instance. When it is time, a year goes on, it, what should be given out? Is it the garri or the watch in currency? Some say the watch in currency, some say the item itself. Now, how much must it be before it is what? It is up to the soul. If you look at the hadith of Samra bin Jundub, the hadith is silent on that. What he said is that what? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نخرج صدقة مما نعده للبر. So, in the use of ours to pay صدقة from what we prepare for what you mean in this talk. So, the hadith is silent on that. Apart from the fact that the hadith is what is doing, the hadith is silent on that. How much should be taken out? The hadith is also silent on that. And that is why those who research, because we know how what evidence is, that that's why you disagree among yourself on that matter. So there are some other differences on that issue. So this will be said, there is no evidence that this is the amount that should be given out, or this is what the salt that this thing must reach before the time is given out of it. However, majority of the scholars said, well, we still hold on to the general text that you have in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. What you believe from the good things that watch that you earn. So in general, so that you have to spend from the good things that watch you earn. أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. Spend from the good things that you earn. They said, since this thing that you are selling is what part of the good things that you earn, you have to spend from it. So those people said, well, we don't have a problem with this. What should be taken out is the question. What should be the result? We have in the case of Wahab and football. We have the result mentioned by the Prophet of Allah. We have the how. Where is it mentioned here that this is the how? This is the number of days or so that must go on the category. Then why is it taken out? If it's unfulfilled in the last one, like I said, to spend on the good things, this will be what? Or not this one at all. So, likewise, the part of our evidence is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً حَسَنَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take from their wealth صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Which we should purify them. So they said it on that and it's holding on one in take from Yahweh. And this is part of Yahweh. The answer, the question again is what should it what is the amount that it will get before it becomes compulsory? Then what should be taken out? So on that line, some other affirmers, this people also brought, some of them are brief, some of them nothing is specified to be taken out. And now where this scholar that was mentioned is in danger position that there is no zakat on Urundu Tijara. There is no zakat composed on Urundu Tijara. Or there is no amount specified to be taken out on Urundu Tijara. And there is no year specified that when it is out of one of the year, then so must be taken out. So these are some of the things that those scholars brought. However, these people also ask, why we should take this position? I mean, so many people will not pay zakat. Because there are so many wealthy people. So many wealthy people that they don't deal what? That they don't deal with cash. There is no liquidity, so to speak. Yeah. So every time we all their money is invested in one thing or the other. So he said there is no zakah on me. That means a lot of people will not be zakah. And we think the rights of the poor people will be cheated. Will be taken away. So this is what also responded to that by saying, you are making a mistake when you say the rights of the poor. If zakah meant for the poor means, Allah said, you never come across with the Quran and the Masraqim and the Amidina. So that's what he said. Eight groups mentioned. So why is it, why did you say the rights of the poor? Huh? Why are you talking about the rights of the poor? So not only that, someone who is investing his wealth, definitely will employ people who are working with him. With that, it's also assisting the economy. Because those who is working under him, or those who are working under him, collecting salaries will be paid. So this is also boosting the economy. So don't think that those who invest their money is like what they are not paying anything. They are also assisting the economy and people are benefiting from them. So this is some of the arguments of those who say those that are composing on it. And if you know the word that you affect, that the government will affect. Somebody who keeps money, for instance, now and maybe uses the money for something else. Only the money is up to the short. Take for instance, some of you have, let's say, 700,000 naira with him, or let's say 800,000 naira using the gold standard. He has this with him. But before a year goes on this, he has spent that money maybe in building a house, or maybe in buying a car or so, for a personal use. Do we say that no, you will not spend your money until what? Until a year goes on this. You have so that you will be eligible to pay zakat. Islam has not said that. So it is the wealth that you have kept down that you've not used, that zakat will watch, that zakat will affect. But the wealth that watch, you are using, maybe for personal, you are using it. So if you are able to keep money, and the year goes on the money, and the money is up to yourself, that means you have excess. That means you have what? Excess. And that way the excess, you have to pay the cost of it. For every money that you have, you are spending the money. So that means what? You don't have excess. But those majority, they said, that means a lot of people will walk away from paying the car. So those people say, if they walk away from paying the car, where are they running to? They are going to invest the money, and when they invest the money, people want to benefit. So see that they keep the money either in the bank or they keep it at home, if they keep it, zakat watch will enter it. So if more people they invest it, people also benefit. So that's why Allahu A'lam, this appears to be the stronger opinion of the two opinions, though the other opinion is the opinion of the majority of the scholars. The opinion of the majority of the scholars. In fact, as I said, it's close to what consensus, because only few scholars disagree on this one. But those who disagree, they have points on this. For instance, the Prophet said, لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ عَلَىٰ الْمَالِ فِي فَرَسِهُ وَعَبِهِ صَدَقًا. There is no صَدَقَ or zakat that is composed on his man, or not on his ox. On his what? On his ox, on his what? Servant. So, what is the ox? What is the man is telling us? What if the man is telling us? If the man is telling us, we just have to tell us that it's zakat on him. Because it's what he's telling us. So that I think it's what he said, based on Allah's money, he found the Arabic sadaqa. There is no sadaqa on the man about his watch, about his horse. The Arabic is clear. We just have to tell us, we will have to pay zakat if he's telling us. And every sellable item is worth in zakat in the minority also said that, okay, tell me this. Somebody has five camels. Somebody has five camels. The one that has five camels, what should be the zakat? You forgotten?
That's the sheep.
The sheep, okay? The sheep will be taken out on that particular year goes on it, the sheep will be taken out of it. What if the person is selling the candles?
Uru the tijara.
Which one is it? If the person is selling the candle, and the year goes on it, according to the majority, you have to pay zakah. What is zakah? Is this zakah of the sheep that someone has clearly mentioned, or the zakah of Uru the tijara, which is what 2.5% of the what? Which one? So you have to agree among themselves. So you said no, you should pay the that one that is mentioned. So that is clearly, it is clearly mentioned in the text. What he said is that if you have 5 camels, you give out the sheep. So we should bury that of Uru the tijara, say that one has what have taken the place. Some said no, that of Uru the tijara would be better because that would be what? More valuable, not useful for the for my heart. So this is agreed. Another question is that what if the person has 4 candles and the air goes on these 4 candles? Is it that are they zakatable?
No.
According to the Khalif, what is that in Madina Khamsi? Zawdin Sadaqah. What is not up to 5 fawj? That is 5 candles, that's no what? But we don't say there is Sadaqah on it. Because it's what? This was. The Mahatma said this is a contradiction of, clear contradiction of this text. And that was the minority. They have what? Strong evidence for more alarm. So the judges scholars who have taken this position was only based, their argument are only based on what? On general texts. And we come into the verse, Microsoft, and Wallet, so it's only based on this. However, in a matter like this, the scholars have disagreed very deep. One will have to be very, very careful. Because most books written on Zakah, when they are talking about Zakah, or talking about the types of Zakah, they will talk about what? Zakah of Uru the tijara. In fact, if you want to talk about Zakah now, there is no how you can stay away from what Uru the tijara. In fact, it is the most prominent aspect of Zakah. Because a lot of people, their wealth is into the tijara. So people who keep cash at home or in the bank, you know,
they are few.
The fact that some people who keep room in the bank will not be as much. So as long as somebody is getting some cash, we will try and what? Invest. How is this clear? So that's why what majority of the scholars, we are looking at it from that angle, what we want to put from. When we look at the argument, we are going to say, no, people are still benefiting. Who would you be in which it might be a lot to retain from it. So what I'm trying to establish in essence is that you know that most books of fiqh that you read, whether I'm translated in Arabic, when they are talking about platforms that are in the nation of Uru the tijara, and some of them, maybe they are written for beginners, or they are written in a concise form, they will not go into any differences. So, and let's say a brother, for instance, now, who does not understand Arabic, so who has bought maybe a book written on Zakah by just by a person, and that person has not gone into the details of this Uru the tijara, just brought that. If I read the book, he reads it, and somebody is now telling him something that is not contrary to that, this will also be difficult. And although this is what majority's opinion, and this means that this is what you find in most books. In most books. Even those who bring the other opinions, they will not go into details in the bumping, the position, the other position. They just look at the strange position that is there. So that's why I personally don't ask concerning Urim Tijara. I watch, I'll present it the way the majority of scholars will present it. Not because of anything, not to lead people into confusion. Because what we have been doing is that what there is a zakah on Urim Tijara. So when you say there is no zakah, you need another, you need not another class, you need many classes. Out of that, people can only doubt your
scholarship.
So people can doubt your scholarship. Because when you are doing things that most scholars do not believe, so it's not a strange person. And you know, the people will also use this opportunity to also to shine. You want to do something that is contrary to what people are doing. So as what? If there is nothing in one who uses a lot, a stepping stone in order to practice what is known as Khalif Torah. Khalif, the fabulous people Torah will be known. When people go this way and you go this way, you are creating a kind of recognition for yourself. So if there is nothing in one who wants to show off, that is one. Two, if there is nothing, instead of you now being popular, being respected as a scholar, you will now put down upon you. And now they want us to be very, very careful in handling matter. And now as a scholar, you see them, they will say, this is what people, this is what scholars have said. These non-scholars, non-scholars, they themselves are scholars, reputable scholars. But when they disagree with something that maybe most scholars have said, they will say this is what they must have. Though I personally am not that convinced. Not at all to be knocking, what those people are saying, knocking. So they accepting you, they will be looking down upon you. And maybe the issue that disagree with scholars, other scholars with, is are issues that are subject to of disagreement, that is a genuine argument from the other group. So if so many people in the understanding will know how to be, and that doesn't mean that you have to subject yourself to the opinion of the people, but what to stand your position. At the same time, you respect the opinion of other people. Right? So I respect the purpose. My opinion is correct, but it will be wrong. The opinion of my opponent is wrong. We are telling you so well, it will be right. This is area of many scholars. Scholars, when I say scholars, I mean scholars, it's not green. Not every difference of opinion is regarded. For it's a good to khilafi, jaa mu'tada. Illa khilafu la wuhabdu min al-nadu. Not every difference of opinion is regarded, except difference of opinion that has weight. Only difference of opinion that has weight. Even opinion that doesn't have weight, this would seriously attack. If it doesn't have weight. But difference of opinion that has weight, one will respect it, even if you disagree with it. This is the way the companions of the Prophet of Allah Salaam would relate. And that's why in the case of Abu Dhabi and Uthman of the man concerning when they did the Luna that was told of Qalai Fukuna, he said in the Fabashiri Azad. Abu Dhabi understood the fact that you should not watch, you should need anything that is above your reach. You have quality with you, you have money with you, and the money that you have with you is above your reach. You have to spend it in the course of Allah. That is the literal meaning of the past. And we also could share that with the statement of the Prophet of Allah wa sallam. In the name of Hibbu, and then he meets the Ukhari Zaban, for whom Hibbu fi sabilillah illa salat al-janan. I do not wish that I have the amount of oil in gold, except that what I spent all of them because of Allah, except pay dinar. How much is pay dinar? 3 dinar not up to 100,000. So except this that I used to take care of my family. So the one that always complained that You practice what you put on the ground. You practice? No. But Abu Wait Abu Bali was a lion was a student that week. The Shah said that Rajman was a lion did not buy his opinion. And more people did not buy his opinion. So the end of that was some people were running away from him. Because they knew that if you got to your gathering, they would tell you, you are keeping what is more than what you can spend. Why can't you spend it in the cause of Allah? So people did not want to hear things like this. So if people are coming, they will run away. And when we saw the land, we saw the way things were going, he said, oh, Abu Zarr, why can't you distance yourself from this? So, and he decided to go to a place known as Ramadan. That was where he lived the remaining part of his life. So the Mawr of the land respected his opinion, though he disagreed with him. So this is the way the Sahab Sali would do. So respect opinions, other opinions, as long as what we have with you. But if there are opinions that are based on shubhat, on the ambiguities, misconceptions, so this should not be tolerated at all. Because religion needs destroying the deen. Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanahu wa bihamdika subhanaka la ilaha illa anta.
Now, sir, in the course of the lecture, did you say the definition of a need is what can suffice you in a year? Or can it be any other?
No. I said the course of Allah, I said the course of Allah, he will keep for his family what he will eat for a year. What he will eat for a year. So he's rich.
What is it?
I'm going to call it a house together. No, it's a personal decision. I think from the look of things, the Hausa people will practice things like this. That's when they have the spend, whatever they get, they spend it immediately. They will practice that in the past. But later, they change as well. Now keeping. It's a good thing. So we practice, but it's not compulsory.
Mm-hmm. Can you practice keeping something for a year? Keeping things for our family for a year?
Okay, that's it.
Yes. Because I'm thinking none of us has something for a year. You want to keep for a year.
Then it's not compulsory for you to keep for a year. But those who want to keep for a year, they have. Somebody is getting a little 1 billion naira for this
Now, what is the Islamic ruling on the statement of the mother, maybe to their children, addressing them as Okomi?
No, this is not correct. It's a statement that one has to avoid, because when you see your child, when your son is your husband, so this is a very wrong statement. So one should avoid it.
Now, since the departure of the Holy Prophet, as we know that the jinns come around to listen to lectures, so after the demise, do they still come around to come and sit amongst us while listening to the lectures?
Now, the jinns, they go about, so there is nothing that is not possible. So they can go about and listen. Only some of them in the hearts of people, and you transform the way, so you cannot say no, they don't listen to people, or not only lecture, they listen to things that people discuss at times.
Now, could you please explain in detail the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that says, Al-Mar'u Dahurun, La Yamlisuhu Shay'. What is the cause of this statement, and also what are the lessons from it? Then secondly, if occasionally or mistakenly a drop of urine drops maybe into a bucket full of water, let's say about 50 liters, would that invalidate that water? Ablution of
water. The water is bringing a fit for purification, lies and disciplinary enemy. Nothing are missing in here. This is with respect to the hadith of the well of Zubarah. This well, when we return, it will take so many things with the courage and the drops in this well. To the extent that it was said that only the parts that the women used during their menstruation would be carried, to be wear bolts of doors and things like that. So when they asked the Prophet about this, he said what? Inna al-ma'a fa'ulun. Inna al-ma'a fa'ulun. Certainly the water, which water? In that manner, certainly water generally. Because Alif Allah here can mean the bad. And can mean the genes. So in that manner, certainly the water of Buddha always fit for purification. Like the Jesus was saying, none of the things that have entered or fallen into it are needed. Impure. How is it said? For in the manner of our own, certainly water generally is fit for good for purification. Life is Jesus who shaken. Nothing makes it impure. So nothing makes it impure, that is, if it does not fall under the general understanding. That if water is changed by an oil or the color or what, the taste of water changed or the color of the oil, and this is what gives the consensus, that if water has not changed, the odor of water has not changed, the color of water has not changed, the taste of water has not changed, so it remains what? Water. And that way, when scholarly, you talk about something that, say for instance now, let's say cook, is cook water or cook? So the question like this scholars to disagree on the question on whether it is water or not. So some scholars say, so this is no more water, this is what cook. But in the manner for wound, like the juice wound, water is to whom? What is to whom? So it's to whom? So this is no longer like coke because the color has changed. And this is no more water because the color has what? Changed. There are people who say, oh, it's the Mao Cola. Mao because water is keep alone. The both of them are here that you cannot perform as we show in so now I see some people, the way some scholars of it are talking about the division of water. Some will say Ma'un Tawun and Ma'un Tawun and Ma'un Najis. Ma'un Tawun, that is the water that is good for us, purification. Then we have Ma'un Tawun, water that is good. Clean, but you cannot make use of it for purification. Then we have next. So even when we have some other places, no, there is nothing like Mount Toru. We have only two types of water, Mount Toru and Mount Nesu. That water is what? Is pure, good for purification, or not good? Not good if it has become what? Impure. Maybe some other things, take for instance, some few trends. Then what you make a water impure is a very deep topic today. What you make a water, what makes water loss, make it impure. So some people say what? If the water is up to kundatin, based on the hadith, in the Allah the Mount kundatin and Yahmin Khazar. If the water is up to kundatin, about, let's say, close to 2 buckets or so. Water is up to 2 buckets. So a drop of dipping now falls in it, maybe urine or feces falls in it. Is that water still fit for purification? So some will say, if it is up to that, then it is fit for purification. Some will say, only if it is not up to that, as long as it has not changed, the color is still the color, has not changed, or the fuse has not diminished it. So when does the water become impure? This is a very big topic. If you are reading some books with more than a volume, in discussing when the water becomes what? Impure. But the issue is water is pure when water is considered to be pure on our island as long as the odor, the taste and the color has not been changed and as long as the feet has not occupied it. Now the issue of I don't like this, I think is that your own the water component you have to watch you need. That's your own taste. But if one performs ablution with that, will it be accepted? Yes.
Now concerning those who buy shares, they have invested their money. That means if you want to take by the minority opinion, that means it's not zakatul.
Yes. If you want to go by minority opinion, those who buy shares, tell their money is not zakatul. Until they collect the cash. When they collect the cash, year goes on.
Then what is the Islamic ruling as regards eating the following meat? They include alligator, bush rat, bush meat generally.
Now your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid everything that are found from the animals, or from the wild animals, and anything that are the claws from the bed. So if those things that you have mentioned, they have all these things, then one cannot eat them. Unless if they live in water. If they live in water. In that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ. The hunting or what you hunt in the river from the sea is permissible for you. For ta'amu. And the ta'am is what dies of itself in the river is also halal. It will not take the ruling of a dead animal that you cannot eat. So, and that's why dead fish you eat. So, if there is a snake that lives in the water, one can eat it because the ayat is so even barbarous. Say God, so you as bad. In general, take it like that. This is the more correct opinion. However, some scholars believe that anything that is forbidden on the on the land, the of such an animal will also be forbidden. How does this go? Say for instance, let's say a dog, for instance, eating dog or eating pig, for instance, is what is haram as no. But let's assume that a pig that lives in the
pig
in the sea. That's a
pig.
See pig. Can we eat it? So the back was wrong, you say yes. So that's why I would say no, because of what? Allah said what? Khalaqnas min dinin. So this is what? But the more correct opinion what I said earlier. Because the companions of Rasulullah sallam, they found dead, give their fish away. They found it and they were saying, some of the human kindness is major. And Allah said, what? Hurrimat alaykum. Major is what? Original. And it is what? This way that is major. So some of the companions, on this journey, they went back with no one to eat. But they were seriously hungry. They have not eaten anything for days. And it's a big fish that the fish is bigger, is taller than any one of them in terms of when you look at the height of the fish, big fish. So eventually they said, well, we are forced, the ruler, and the edge. So when they got to the coast of Islam, they were presenting it as if what they had something for the ruler. The shaykh said that the person said, do you still have with you? He said yes. And he took from them and he also ate it. And so that means it's not what the ruler. So it is what? Then the one said what makes a time is permissible for you to eat. So that shows it is correct to eat it. So not liking things on the land with things in the river. So Allah.
Now,
sir,
what are those make
the hand? I do not get to play. That's a stomach, the fish, the charaj, the cost.
Now, on that article you mentioned now, the shape of the meat, there's still something that is about talking to the value of it. And then even if there is a fish, the fear of the human being, that is eating the food, which you eat it.
Okay. Yes, probably from Torah says, let's assume what people call the new of our soul, let's assume the new of our soul. So if there is a new of our soul, and it's a cause of the war, it's caused the same. Can we consider it as a fish defender? Magic doesn't mean that what comes will not be in that magic anymore. So one will try as much as possible and make reconciliation among them better. But if one cannot make it, then if there is another mosque, one can go and pray here. Or if there is no other mosque except that mosque around you, then you have to think, you know, because the mosque. Because of people who have this agreement among themselves, all our
what if you discuss if we can have a peaceful protest?
They are not protesting. They are praying on the street.
If you look at what people who are playing football on the street, what is it? For saying that they do to people at times, you will not take it less than you. I think on Friday, we were going to Montjuic. The brother was riding his car. Before he could get to Montjuic, it took him so much time. Because they were occupying the streets. So the answer he was taking there. And some of them could be violent, I think that I've seen, in the essence of breaking the mystery or so of the person. At least I witnessed one at this Toyota, this side where these people were. One of them died, and he was doing a kind of salvation or something. So they were drinking, they carried the picture of that person, and the man was driving his car. So, and she brought him, and this man was on lunch, they said, okay, you should give them money. The man said, how are you stopping me? So we were trying to go against this thing. One of them just started calling Kuda also on his car. So the man was, this nonsense. Before we come out, somebody has given him one. And for the next thing, they started beating the man together that was the colleagues. So, those who are playing football on the street, they can be so violent. So, you cannot even determine that. Let us leave this issue aside. Now, then, coming back to the issue of peaceful demonstration, I, as far as I'm concerned, I don't like peaceful demonstration. Because all those who have been demonstrating since the demonstration started, no one has been peaceful. But if it is peaceful, that means you have not established yourself. The students in UK, about 2 years or so ago, they demonstrated, it was peaceful. They were fighting with the police, even each other with teams. People are protesting in Wall Street. Wall Street in America, was it peaceful?
No.
Not only before in Britain, some people also protested and they were looting shops, destroying properties. So the reason that it took the British government about a week to quit, the reason that the Queen was saying those people, they are up and they are this. So which country do you want to tell me that that's the example of when we talk about peaceful demonstration, go to so and so country. This is where this demonstration takes place. Who can find? Because as you are going, you are not of the same mind. Some people are violent in nature. So you can accommodate injustices more than one another. So, and this thing will be something that will jail off. When you put somebody's mask on another person, you see someone who will just support him immediately. And it turns into another thing. So this issue of that, and that's why this issue of the peaceful protest we should erase it. It has never worked anyway. If it's not, if the peacefulness there will be removed, if the only thing that will make it unpeaceful, so to say, will be what? We'll be throwing things at one another. Only people are going to die. That is what is not peaceful. But if it was peaceful, it just work. You cry after crying, you go over and you take your party. I believe that there is no government that people will come and cry. And after crying, they will go back and see that we are not fighting them. I don't think there is any government that will do that. But the problem will start from blocking the way that people want to pass. So when you block the way that people are passing, those who are not joining in the protest, then someone will come and say, well, maybe you the security is okay, leave the road. We will not leave the road. If you degenerate into another thing. It will become much of this when I am not getting the protest. I'm looking for what they need to say I shouldn't go out. Because we are demonstrating. So I shouldn't do anything because we are demonstrating. So there is all possibility that anything that is called peaceful, demonstration of peaceful protest will not be peaceful. Because that thing will violate some of the rights of some other people. And when those people are trying to correct these things, it will now turn into serious pandemonium, serious matter in the society. So this issue, we should leave it aside. The Prophet of Allah said, what a taboo fitan, there will be tribulations. He said, and calling him fiha khairun al mashk. The one who is sitting in these tribulations is better than the one who is walking in them. Wal qa'idu wal mashk fiha khairun min al qa'id. The one who is walking is better than the one who is running in them. And the Prophet of Allah said, he's uttering admonishing the companions. He said, the Dana'at in another ta'amunna, what do you about? He said, kunu ahlaqa bi mithikum. He said, behave like the mass in your houses. Behave like the mass in your houses. That you stick to your houses. No matter what, he said, you should take your sword and hit it against the rock. So that you should not be parties to that. So many hadith. In the Bukhari, the Muslim, to the Dawud, the Sahih. So, should we not use the hadith of the Prophet of Allah to the thinking or the practice of somebody? Say the person has. So, when this is a matter that has to do with what Nigeria, Nigeria, a multi-religious state. Those who do it in Egypt, which is mostly an Islamic state, an Islamic country. Scholars are condemning them for that. Because they are still battling with the problem now, it's not yet finished. And you cannot admit them. 20 years, 30 years, they may not finish. They may not be out of this problem. Now bring it to a multi-religious state. When we have the issue of Boko Haram going on, people now go out and say these are the Muslim protesters. The Muslim protesters that an angry world that is keeping here, they will come and commit some visiting. And when he goes, the media will carry the Boko Haram as a shared property. And this will not give Jonathan all the kings who say that what these people are trying to truncate his government and they are trying to make the country governing for him. So we have to listen anyway. What things mean is that people who are saying this, who are calling for things like this, you cannot be there alone with their position. One of them, I don't want to mention his name. When his Boko Haram guys were killed, he was one that was furious, very furious, attacking the government, furious, why should they kill them? And they went out again to say, well, we are not doing well. Why is the situation not there from them? If you are fighting, you are attacking the government on their behalf. Now you are trying to dissociate yourself from them. Then you are now behaving in a way that if not critically managed, it can be taken to be much that you are supporting the Boko Haram. I can never be in 2001. I can only say of myself and also who are suicided Osama bin Laden based on the after some of these people are past. These people, some of them, I don't want to mention them as well, they were talking about the story, the picture of this man, and they were energizing him. So the evidence that it took some time before some of their members could be convinced that this man is on the wrong path, sir. And the voice of him when some of their benefits were affected. There's someone who has been getting some sponsors from somewhere, but when people say no more, because what, this is being used to sponsor terrorists, then you get to know that these people are really what affected me. Then they started having what? Why not people to death? If you want to know a scholar is somebody who sits to the death. Sit now, the moment you change his perspective. His position will be his position before fitna comes. When the fitna is around, his position remains the same. After the fitna, his position remains the same. Happened by the Prophet of Allah said, in the Haram fitna, in the Akbarat, Arab of Udwan. When fitna is coming, every matter is possible with the Allah, or identify this.